In the United States, the new Democratic Party-controlled House of Representatives is due to vote today on a bill providing expanded federal funding for research on human embryonic stem cells. Last July, President George W. Bush exercised his first and only veto to stop a similar bill after it passed the House and Senate. The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops strongly opposes the bill, which would destroy human embryos. The deputy head of the conference pro-life secretariat, Richard Dorflinger, says he expects a repeat of what happened last summer.
Everyone's expectation is that the embryonic stem cell bill this year has enough votes to pass Congress. It is also clear that President Bush is committed to vetoing it, and that the Congress does not have the votes to override his veto. So on embryonic stem cell research, we're expecting another year of impasse, of blockage, which is another reason why we hope Congress will really turn its attention to much more beneficial and much more ethically acceptable options for stem cell research and treatments.